And coming to Sydney in just a couple of weeks' time, Ari, Chicago. It is the world's longest-running Broadway musical. And getting to the streets of Sydney, oh, shut up and take my money.
Yes, I have seen Chicago on the stage before, so it is definitely one to watch.
And joining us on the line, it's Peter Rosethorne. Good morning, Peter. How you doing?
Got it, Ari. Nice to hear your voices. Pleasure to be here. Let's get it on.
Let's get it on, indeed. So you've got a big string of shows happening right across the country for Chicago. Mm. How are you feeling heading into the season for singing and dancing?
Well, normally these sort of big shows start in Sydney and then move around the country. This one started in Perth, mm-hmm. went to Brisbane, been in Melbourne, now we're in Sydney, so we're match fit. This thing is slick as.
So it's down to a fine art.
Yeah.
You bet it is. It's just a really solid piece. Like, you know, Anthony Warlow's in it, who's like a really gun. He's one of our best ever. Pretty old school, sort of my sort of era. Mm. Lucy Maunder has done a zillion of them. You know, I think she came straight from Mary Poppins to us.
Wow.
A lot of the ensemble have just finished Moulin Rouge. And it's just really tight. It's just great.
Yeah.
Asabi Goodman, she was in Hairspray. She's got a massive set of pipes. Oh, and Zoe Ventura, beautiful Zoe from
yes.
Catch of the Raft.
Oh, Mel.
Mel.
I've never forgiven her for that scene. I will never forgive her for that scene where she died. I was heartbroken for days.
She's actually really alive. In real life, she lives. So it's great. It's great to be true.
Fantastic.
She's actually a singing and dancing machine.
Well, it does sound like an all-star cast on the stage here. And you're playing Amos Hart, who in the 2002 movie Chicago, your character was played by John C. Reilly, great actor. Tell us a little bit about your character Amos and how you're putting your individual spin on the role.
Well, have I been typecast? It's kind of a 90s 20 version of Brett. He's just married the wrong guy.
Brett from Kath and Kim, you're talking about.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. So he's married the wrong girl. So he's a really devoted and fully in love man who's just married married a murderer, basically. He just sticks by her and in the end, she just uses him and spits him out. I sing one song. I do a few scenes. I spend a lot of time backstage looking at my iPad, watching footy. It's a pretty easy run for me.
You have done Kath and Kim. You've been fantastic in that. But you've also made appearances on a number of different shows, like Thank God You're Here, talking about your generation. What show has been, I guess, the biggest soft spot for you? What have you enjoyed doing the most?
Oh, they're all pretty different. Thank God You're Here. It was just always really good fun to do because the key to it was you might be dressed up as a ship's captain or something, and you think the key to it is not going in with jokes about ship captains in your head because you might walk in and you're in a completely different situation. But you've got a clear mind. You've got to go in with a blank mind,
mm-hmm.
and I'm master in blank nothing.
No.
I live my life with nothing in my head.
He's a master of the improv.
Yeah.
Exactly. But Kath and Kim's probably been the best because it's so loved by women because the women are the main characters in it and they drive the humour and and it's so Australian and it's just the girls were so smart in the writing of it. And it's sort of not ageing. It sits in its own world. It's got such longevity because it sits on Netflix and trends on those sort of digital platforms. I'm forever young.
That's true.
Yeah, that's
I
right.
I forever get nailed as Brett every day in the street. Hey, Brett, it's Brett. You're Brett. That's okay because it comes with a great love. Doing live theatre is probably my favourite thing. So it's really, you know, obviously it's immediate and you've got a lot of control over the outcome. So, it's great fun.
Well, when you're live and performing, you've done things like Priscilla in the past. You sing and dance. Do you prefer one or the other?
I'm not that good at either of them.
He's humble as well, and he's humble.
I just like being in a team environment where there's lots of most of my work's been by myself because I'm a stand-up comedy is my base job.
Mm. Yeah.
But I sort of spin off and do these other things. When you've got a group of people around you and you work in a company, it's really good fun. You meet great people. You get to watch really talented people around you. And it's just really nice.
So Chicago's coming to town. It's described as murder, greed, corruption, exploitation, adultery, treachery, and all that jazz. Are we missing anything?
No, that's about it.
That's it? Hit the nail on the head. Chicago, it's coming to Sydney from June 9. You can get your tickets at ticketmaster.com.au. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
No worries. It's been a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.